there. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. Today, we're talking about changing retirement risks and the fact that retirement is evolving. And I'm going to give you a telephone number where you can call Eric if you have any questions regarding what we're talking about, or you can sit down with him and he will help you create a blueprint to worryless wealth for your retirement. Here's that telephone number, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. The days of the defined benefit plan are gone, aren't they, Eric? That means like the pensions, right? They're gone.
Yeah. And so what's been happening is really more and more retirees are kind of facing it all on their own, right? So, you know, you used to have that pension that, you know, your company that you worked for 20, 30 years would have, and that's gone. You know, the markets and the economy keeps changing a lot more. Inflation, of course, even though the government says it's not there much, but, you know, it will be coming back. And, you know, we're living a lot longer. So that's the kind of the scarier part is, you know, how much longer people's life expectancies are, and they don't have those guaranteed sources of income anymore. So, you know, the desire for having some sort of retirement income that you can't outlast, that's really what you want to be looking for now. And so, you know, with all these different things, that's what we're going to talk about today is the big six risks that you'll be facing in retirement now. You know, everybody categorizes risks differently, and, you know, really, there's a lot of different ones out there. I mean, there's all sorts of types of risk, but, you know, really in terms of retirement risk, really it's the risk associated first with entering retirement and having that living, you know, standard living drop or reduced earnings. What some people call deaccumulation, or what we like to call distribution risk. So how you're taking the money out and what happens along the way, you know, because you're not building it up anymore. And then, you know, obviously stock market risks, which people are, of course, well too familiar with, that you know, what goes up can go down and hasn't gone down for a long time. So it's a little bit more scary. Longevity risk. I mean, that's the crazy one is, you know, I mean, I'm just hit 25 years in the business now. And, you know, when I first started, you know, most people were going to be planning on, you know, we're living into the early 80s. Now the stats are for a married couple age 65, it's 50% that at least one of you makes it to 92. So, you know, just over the last decade or two, people are, you know, their life expectancies jump from almost by a decade. Then also emergencies, you know, unexpected expenses, and really, you know, inflation, cost of living, really healthcare, really throw that in there. So, you know, these are all the things that when we're sitting down with people, that's what we do with our blueprint to worry less wealth. Really what we're doing is we're going over the five key items, which is first and foremost income. You know, you got to have an income plan. If you don't have a written income plan, you've never done really any financial planning then. Then you've got to have that, you know, the investments, you know, where's the money going to go? Then the taxes, how the taxes going to, you know, relate to all those different things. Then looking at the healthcare issues and legacy issues. And once you do all five of those, that's what we build up in our blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's how you can create that dream retirement of yours that you want. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to take some time, sit down with, you know, we do this planning for no cost at all. You know, it's totally complimentary. We just sit down with you, go over where you're at, have another meeting where we say, okay, here's some things you'd be changing. And then it's up to you if you want us to help you with it or somebody else. So, if you want to take advantage of that offer, just be one of the first 10 callers today. Phone number is 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm here with Eric. And Eric, like you said, he's in his 25th year at Heckman Financial. He's founder and president there, where they focus on lifetime income and alternative investments and creating that blueprint to worryless wealth that he's offering you for absolutely free. Make sure you check them out on their website. It's wealthcreator.com. Again, wealthcreator.com. So, Eric, you just mentioned inflation, right? That's a risk, and the cost of living risk. So how important is it to plan for inflation throughout our retirement? Because we know it's going to be there.
Yeah, you really don't want to sabotage your nest egg. I mean, neglecting to incorporate inflation into planning really can really mess you up. I mean, there's several reasons why it's such a big risk because, you know, some people call it the stealth tax because you don't really see it. You know, it's very subtle, right? So sometimes you'll see it at the gas pump if, you know, all of a sudden gas goes from, you know, $3, $3.50 or to $4 or something, then that's when you really, you know, kind of see it quickly. But you don't see it in other little things. You know, just, I mean, obviously you can just look at the price of a stamp or other things and how those go up over time. But, you know, really what happens is as you're living in retirement, especially 10, 20, maybe 30 or 40 years even, you know, that money's going to keep going up. So the big ones that, of course, hits retirees even worse is healthcare. And healthcare has always been one of the higher inflation areas, usually about double or triple what the normal inflation is for the economy. And then also, you know, what are you going to be doing in retirement? Well, you're probably doing a lot of travel. Well, lots of times that's an area that can have high inflation, especially depending on exchange rates and other things. So, you know, that's one of those things you have to be doing is just making sure you're paying attention to that, you know, that increasing expense throughout retirement.
So, Eric, I want to ask you this. Would there be a way that I could feasibly supplement my retirement income with income from another job? I mean, is that possible? I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people really want to keep working sometimes in retirement. I mean, I find a lot of my clients nowadays are actually planning on, you know, at this age, I want to drop down to a job I'm doing because I want to be there, not because I got to be there type of thing. So they're switching to something where it's a little bit more fun. You know, I've talked about, I think on the show before, I've had two clients that have been, for the last several years, they've been working in Glacier National Park and, you know, making, I don't know, 10 or 10 bucks an hour maybe or something. I mean, when their normal working careers, they made way more, but, you know, they weren't doing it for the income. They were just doing it for the fun to be out in the national park all year. And, you know, by working there, they make a little bit of money to pay for some of their expenses and they just get to be out there. So, you know, it's more for the fun part of it. You know, one of the things you got to watch out for is it can complicate some of the tax stuff because it can drive up your tax bracket. If you took Social Security before your full retirement age, which for most people now is either 66 or moving its way up to 67, then you may actually lose a lot of your Social Security benefits. So for every $2 you make over 16 grand or roughly about that amount, you lose $1 of your Social Security benefits. So you got to watch out. If you make too much, then you know you may actually shoot yourself in the foot by giving back a bunch of income you thought you already had. So, you know, and then also just your overall tax rate can change. So, you know, it depends on what type of the job is, depends on, you know, what's the goal you're trying to get out of it. But, you know, it is definitely one way to do it. And a lot of people, especially pre-65, you know, that's their big way to get some sort of health insurance, you know, and cover some of those costs, because those costs can be just huge in retirement now. I mean, for most people, I find it's at least $1,000 per person before you're 65. So if you say you want to retire at 60, 62 or something like that, you got to have some plans to make it to 65 or Medicare. So, you know, so that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial is really what we're doing is when we're sitting down with somebody, we're first and foremost, you know, going over where are they at? Where are they trying to get to? You know, let's try to figure out what makes most sense for you. And then from there, let's look at how does your current portfolio compare to your risk level? How does it compare against, you know, if another, you know, either 2013 where the markets did great happen, or is it another 08, 09, or even worse, 07 all the way to 09, you know, that huge drop, how would your portfolio rate and what would it do? That's the information you really need to know. And that's what we help people do. So if you want to sit down and create that own, your own blueprint to worry less wealth, you want to go over that income plan, that written income plan that shows, will you run out of money? And if so, when is that going to be? If that's something you'd like to do, there's no cost, no obligation. You just need to be one of the first 10 callers today. Phone number is 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com.
And we're back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, and that's Eric Heckman. Call him or text him today. We're giving you this telephone number. You can create with Eric a blueprint to worryless wealth. He's offering that to you today. Just take advantage of this. Here's the telephone number. You can call Eric and his team, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Today, we're talking about the changing faces of risk in retirement.
Yeah, so one of them is what we call the risk of reduced earnings. And it's not really to be, you know, the obvious one of, you know, you're not working anymore, right? So it's more just the fact that you were planning on working, you're planning on doing something in retirement. And, you know, maybe you can't, you know, maybe, you know, either get laid off or, you know, there's health concerns or, you know, there's lots of different things. I mean, I've had some clients that, you know, where one just, you know, is very sad. She just recently passed away and, you know, the plan was her to work 5 more years because her job was going pretty well, but he'd kind of already retired fully expecting that her income would be fine for them. So, you know, now he's having to change a lot of his plans and stuff. And, you know, and she was totally healthy until, you know, she passed away. So that's one of those things that you just don't know, you know, in terms of working, you know, will you be able to get some sort of the pay that you wanted to? Are people going to hire you? Because obviously it depends around here, especially with the high tech area. There's a lot of people really like younger workers. So, yeah. So that it can be tough to be counting on that level of pay that you might be getting.
Now, I know you already touched on this, but let's kind of go over some of the reasons again why people choose to try to work in retirement.
Well, I mean, there's several. I mean, lots of times, you know, they just, you know, they've been, you know, type A personalities, been working hard, right? And, you know, wanting to, you know, just keep going. So just the thought of just sitting there, you know, or being home too much, you know, they want to kind of ease more into retirement. And, you know, they just really aren't fully ready to exit the workforce. And, you know, some are doing it because obviously they need to have more money. You know, that's obviously a big one, right? So, you know, and then I find actually more and more of them are just really doing it for the healthcare. I mean, that's to me been one of the biggest ones I've seen actually is the last several years is people, if they stop working and, you know, maybe they're making $2,000, $3,000 a month at a part-time job, but if they don't work there, they're going to pay $1,000 or $2,000 a month for healthcare. Well, you know, you might as well make some money versus pay the money. And you know, so, you know, that's one of the ones, you know, that can happen a lot. And sometimes maybe because the person did get laid off or even took a package. And then, so they wanted to go still do something because they weren't quite ready to, you know, to pull the trigger there and be fully retired. So they, you know, do something maybe for fun, or maybe it's just, you know, back to a regular type of job. But you know, so that's one of the things that we're doing is when we meet with people, we're really looking at that income plan. Do they need to work? Do they have to work? Is it a choice or is it a requirement? You know, then look at the investments, the taxes, the healthcare legacy, all that into one blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's what we can do for you today if you want. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. And at Heckman Financial, they offer seminars where they educate you on retirement, alternative investments, tax savings, lifetime income, things like that. So when you go to their website, you can also check out their events page, all right? Their website is wealthcreator.com. wealthcreator.com, where you can call or text for an appointment too. Like Eric just gave out his number, 408-297-9800. You can get that blueprint to a worryless wealth. So people who want to continue to work in retirement, what do you think their prospects are? Good?
Yeah, and in high tech, when you got somebody with, you know, sandals and a hoodie hiring you, and you know, you look like grandpa to them, it's definitely tougher. And I see it in my clients all the time. I mean, I had a client who was, you know, in sales, high tech sales, and he kept saying he wasn't retired, but he hadn't found a job for over 3 years. Well, you know, now he kind of took more of a fun job working at Levi's Stadium, and now he does SAP. And so he gets to, you know, kind of see some of the shows, concerts, you know, he even got to work at the Super Bowl. So, you know, so all those fun stuff. So, you know, it's maybe not exactly what he used to be doing and definitely not the same income, but, you know, at least he's doing something that's more for fun and he can pick his schedule. But, I mean, unemployed workers over 55, according to the GAO, that's the least likely group to find another job. And then some studies have shown that 80% of people think they're going to work in retirement, but according to ARP, only 19% actually do. So that's probably the biggest disparity we find is people thinking they're going to work, planning for that, and then they're not able to, or whatever happens, they're just not. Or maybe they just want to go off and have more fun while they're younger. So, you know, that's something you got to really make sure you have in your plan and make sure you don't, you know, plan too heavily on the work part, because that's not something you can, you know, 100% count on, right?
So let's say someone is thinking about retiring, all right? How do you help people determine, you know, the amount of income they're going to need in retirement? Because to me, that seems like a big, empty, I don't know how you come up with it. You don't know how long you're going to live. You know, you've got all kinds of factors and risks in there.
Yeah, so really when we're doing the income plan, I mean, for us in that first discovery meeting when we're sitting down with clients, you know, obviously we got to get the facts and figures, you know, you got to do the Joe Friday thing, you know, just the facts, ma'am type of thing. And then you got to flip on to, all right, how are we going to do this plan? And so there's going to be some certain assumptions and, you know, some is based on risk in terms of, you know, how money grows and stuff. Inflation can be done pretty easily too with, you know, using historical numbers. But yeah, by far the hardest number, one I cannot answer for people by far, is that monthly number that you need to live on. And there's some easy ways to figure it out. I mean, the simplest I find really is all you got to do is look at your take-home pay now. And, you know, a lot of people are making lots of money, but if they're maxing out their 401k and they're putting $2,000 a month there, well, obviously that's not part of their take-home pay. So if they're saying that, hey, I make, you know, $120,000 a year, say, well, if they're putting $24,000 into their 401k, well, they're actually only taking $96,000 from there. Plus, you got Social Security tax, you got Medicare tax, you know, so a few other little payroll taxes that are in there. Those you don't pay in retirement. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you're not going to be paying in retirement. So that's one of those things where if you look at your take-home pay and try to base that number, you know, that's a pretty good one. Now, if you're also saving, say, $500 or $1,000 or whatever the number is, out of your take-home pay, well, then we can back that number off again. And so, you know, what is that actual net spendable money that you're actually spending every single month? Now, for a lot of people too, you might want to add, you know, $10,000, $15,000 a year for extra vacation costs, you know, because you probably want to be doing stuff, right?
So, of course, you have lots of time on your hands.
Right. So throw that in, you know, for at least, I'd say at least 10 or maybe 15 years of that higher cost of doing all those bucket list items that you want to do. So, you know, that'd be the first and foremost thing, is try and figure out what is that number that you need to have on a monthly basis. So there are things out there, but you just got to ask and you got to find out. But a lot of these aren't open to retail investors. So it's something where you have to have a financial advisor. You have to have somebody who knows what they're doing. And you have to have somebody who's on your side who's willing to shop all the different companies out there. So, you know, that's one of the things that we also help people do. And, you know, so really that's how you kind of come up with that number. Once you have that number, then we'll grow it with inflation, because we know those things will go up more in cost. You know, then we can kind of see, okay, you know, is there going to be a red line somewhere down the road where you run out of money? And if that's the case, well, hey, now we know what to do. You know, now we at least know, you know, some things that we should be changing maybe. If that red line's when you're 98, you know, right? You probably have a house that would be probably worth an insane amount of money by then. And, you know, so you got other assets hopefully by then, even if your liquid assets run out. So, you know, that's one of those things where you, once you know that information, it's pretty easy to do the planning. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to do and you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to do is pick the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. There's no cost, no obligation. Again, 408-297-9800. Or you can find us anytime at wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches, Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to retirement and through a worryless wealth retirement. Their strategies are going to help you in minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, all kinds of things. Call or text him today for your portfolio stress test as well. 408-297-9800. Also, call him for that blueprint to worryless wealth. 408-297-9800. Eric can be your financial hero when you call or text him at 408-297-9800. Today we've been talking about the changing faces of risk in retirement. A lot different, really, than our parents or grandparents. We've looked at the risk of not being able to find suitable work in retirement, which really limits our flexibility. Eric, what would be next?
Well, the next one is really distribution risk. And this is when you're taking the money finally out, right? So this is like putting it, you know, almost in reverse or something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your whole life, all you've been told is, you know, save. And now it's like, what? Spend?
Take it. And that's all you have and you're taking money? That's scary.
So now you're, you know, having to take that money out. And you know, that can be, you know, obviously a very big shift. So, you know, really when you're having that money in the accumulation mode, really you're not caring about income. You're not caring about anything other than the overall, you know, growth of that portfolio. How big is that number getting? You know, and then also in terms of risk tolerance, you know, you may not want to have quite as much risk, right? You don't want to have that thing, you know, jumping up and down, you know, 20-30% every year. And, you know, that the really big, huge risk is what we call sequence of return risk. And what this is this something that was actually there when you're in the accumulation phase, but it actually has zero effect. And it's a very weird thing, but basically if you're putting in the same amount of money every single year, or even if you just had that pot of money in there, not even growing it, not even adding to it, the ups and downs of the market really don't matter. So if you had a 30-year time period and you put all the numbers one way, and then you went right back the other way. So if you went from, say, you know, 2016 back to, you know, say 1986, you could flip it the other direction. Doesn't matter which way the money went, you know, you had the same rate of return. However, once you start taking money out, that return could either run out of money or it could have a ton of money at the end. And it really just depends on the luck of the draw of, was that a good numbers at the early part of your retirement or were they bad numbers at the early part of your retirement? Now, if you're planning on retiring soon and, you know, we've had a market that's been nothing but up since 2009, you know, that there's a lot of likelihood that there'll be some downs. So that sequence of returns can be really, really scary because it can really affect your portfolio in a huge way. So next would be really investment and market risk. And obviously that ties into the sequence of return risk, but, you know, really that's where, you know, if you're, you know, say it was beginning of 2008 and you went to go retire, you know, it could be pretty brutal, right? So, you know, there's all these financial calculations and, you know, a lot of companies even have their 401ks now and all these online modeling things, and they always have some assumed rate of return, but, you know, that assumed rate of return is not the same as when you're withdrawing money. So once you start withdrawing, how's that going to affect things? And how much are you withdrawing? Because maybe you're going off and buying that RV initially. Well, then that's a lot bigger withdrawal that 1 year, right? And then, you know, you've got the inflation assumption. You know, how is it, what is that number they're using? You know, what's the yield on bonds going to be? Because if you have a lot of money, you know, say you're, you know, like a lot of people who have that kind of 60-40 type of portfolio where 60% stocks, 40% bonds. Well, you know, if those bonds are stay down low and like they have, then you're not getting any return. Or worse, if rates start going back up and you start getting clobbered in terms of, you know, actual value of those bonds, you know, that's something to be watching out for also, because that can really affect a lot of this. And then, you know, what happens if, you know, that assumed rate of return of 6 to 8% doesn't come through? I mean, in the 2000 decade, there was, the S&P basically had no return for that whole time period. Right now, you talk to people and they say, oh, you just put everything in the S&P 500 index and you're fine. It's like, well, hold it. This is the same index that did nothing for a decade. And so it's amazing how fast we forget and change. And so then really, you know, how is that money going to be growing? And how's it going to happen if there's another 2008? I mean, what is your portfolio going to look like? So, you know, that's one of the things that we do at Heckman Financial is we actually look at all those numbers, and we don't start with investments. And that's where most people in my business, unfortunately, most even just, you know, people when they're thinking about their retirement plan, that's what they're thinking about is investments. No. First and foremost, it's figuring out the income plan. That then tells you what type of investments you should actually have, not just what's offered in your 401k. Then you can go into tax planning. How should you be taking which monies out, and what should you be putting money into? Then you need to figure out healthcare and legacy, and that's really what we call our blueprint to worry less wealth. That's something that really everybody needs, and if something you might want to get for yourself, all you have to do is be one of the first 10 callers today. There's no cost, no obligation. We'll sit down with you, we'll go through this planning process, and then we'll come up with a plan, and then it's up to you if you want to implement it or not. Phone number is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com.
Today, we continue our discussion about the changing retirement risks. And you were just talking about market risk, Eric. What would be the next one?
Well, the next one's really longevity risk. And that's one that is one of those good, bad kind of things, right? So, yeah. So the great thing is you're going to probably live a lot longer than you plan. The bad part is, are you planning to live that long with your financial assets? So, you know, that's the kind of the scarier part, because if you're going to be living to, you know, easily 85 or 90, if not 95 or even 100 plus, then, you know, what's going to happen to your assets? And so that's one thing that we really need to know is how are we going to keep generating assets for the rest of our lives?
Okay. So then how does someone manage this longevity risk? That would be kind of hard.
Well, I mean, the easy thing is at least plan to be living to 100. I mean, it sounds crazy, but, you know, there's a lot of people living a lot longer and stuff now. So, you know, that's one of the things you can look at. And really, when you look at a lot of financial studies from academic institutions, most of them are saying that, you know, you need some sort of annuity, some sort of guaranteed lifetime income to really make sure you're going to make sure your money lasts longer than you last.
How would we manage the risk of the unexpected before it actually happens?
Well, obviously the easiest one would be just, you know, having some contingency bucket of money, right? Having something sitting there. You know, the kind of rule of thumb is really to have like 6 months, you know, expenses sitting in some place that's easy to get to. Yeah, so that's one of the ways that you could be doing it. You know, another way is just lots of times even having an equity line of credit. You know, so if you got your house and you got your normal mortgage, maybe have a home equity line that you can just tap when you need to. You know, for some people, they may need to look at reverse mortgages. And we've talked about that on the show usually once a month. So, you know, that's one of those things where you could do that down the road too. But really just planning for that, because it's, you know, unplanned expenses are really not unplanned. They're always, you know, you can kind of always plan that they're going to be there.
Yeah, there will be an emergency, right?
You know,
yeah.
It's just you didn't know its name,
right?
But you knew it was going to come. So, you know, it's like buying insurance or something. You buy it because, you know, you don't want those things to happen. And same with having that bucket of money there. So, you know, really that's what you want to be doing is when you're talking about your financial future, you want to be planning for all these things because they can easily be planned for. But you got to have a plan. So that's what we do with our clients is we do that blueprint to worry less wealth. We help you build that foundation and that dream retirement you've always wanted. But first and foremost, you have to come up with an income plan. Then you can work into your investment plan, then the taxes, then look at healthcare and legacy. And that's when you really have a cohesive plan that we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. So if you'd like to worry less a lot about your retirement and have a lot more fun life, all you have to do is give us a call, 408 297-9800. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to be is one of the first 10 callers today to pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com.
Next, the silent risk that's always eroding our buying power and compromising our peace of mind. That's coming up next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial, where you get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. And just like we're talking today on our show, Eric will help you with all the confusing and the high-risk strategies that we're all bombarded with every day. He's going to explain it to you in a much easier-to-understand conversation. So to set up a discovery visit with Eric, just call or text him at 408-297-9800. Create a blueprint to worryless wealth with Eric. It is complimentary, 408-297-9800. Today we're talking about the risks posed to retirees when they head into retirement.
Yeah, well, the other one we like to call it is the stealth tax, but, you know, it's really sneaky, and it's inflation, and, you know, inflation is something that lots of people don't actually really understand what, when the government or media is talking about inflation, what that really means, and you know, in essence, it's the price of things going up, right? So you can look at price of houses and, you know, just look 5-10 years ago what they were and what they are now, and yeah, you look at price of cars. I mean, you know, probably, you know, most people in their, when they were in high school, they would have never even imagined buying a $50,000 car, because that'd be some, you know, that would have been a Ferrari probably at the time or something. You know, now there's people out there buying, you know, $200,000 cars or more, you know, so, you know, those, the high-end cars are very much higher end, but they're actually probably inflation adjusted the same. And that's what we're really talking about is, you know, is it depends on what your cost is, and most people don't realize that inflation is really dependent on every single person. So, you know, if you've got kids, then kids stuff is, you know, where inflation is going to hit you more. Obviously, if you got a child in college, like I've got one going to, well, college tuition inflation is more of a thing that's hitting me. Obviously, if you're not paying any tuition, you don't really care. And so, you know, so when you're in retirement, a lot of times it's more travel costs, healthcare costs, maybe home improvement costs, you know, obviously entertainment stuff like, you know, movies and going out to eat and stuff like that. So, you know, it really depends on what you're spending your money on, and that's how it dictates your own personal inflation.
All right. So we're still on the topic of inflation. How do we respond correctly to inflation in our retirement budgeting? How would we set that up?
Well, obviously one is just make sure the money is increasing over time. And really, the other part that inflation kind of, or the budgeting aspect that we haven't really covered too much, is how your spending changes also in retirement. So when you're talking about that, you know, there's all these stupid studies that say you need 70 or 80% of your pre-retirement income to live on. And it's like, sorry, you got 7 days a weekend, not two, and you're not going to go out and spend more money than you used to spend. No, you're going to spend more. Yeah, so for most people, especially the probably the first 5, maybe even up to 10 years, they're going to be having lots of fun. They're going to be out there doing that, you know, river cruise in Europe, or that Machu Picchu trip, or African safari, or, you know, one of those fun things. And, you know, so you've got that that factor. And so what happens is a lot of people are spending a lot more money early on, and that can really blow up the budget a lot too. So, you know, there is that risk of kind of just overspending or spending too much or not really having much control over that. So it's not really an inflation thing. It's more of a timing of retirement spending. You know, so obviously you want your income to keep going up, but you also want to put your assets into different things. I mean, most people are doing whatever their 401k offers them. Well, the sad part about the 401k is the 80s and 90s stock market run-up eliminated tons of choices in retirement plans, and they've never really come back. Now, once you have your money in IRA, you've got a lot more choices. I mean, you know, like I mentioned earlier on the show, there's assets out there paying 8% monthly. There's other ones that are paying 6.5% with almost no taxes due. You know, there's lots of different types of investments, and you know, you just have to figure out if they're right for you, if they fit, how they fit into your plan. But you know, those are things that you could be spitting off income, having that monthly money coming in without really, you know, raiding your principal. So that'd be one way to help, you know, keep some of that inflation at bay by building up that money and having that income come in, you know, but you got to have a plan for it.
What would you say would be the best way to try to make sure that we're not going to run out of money?
Well, you know, there's several ways. I mean, obviously you can kind of try to do it yourself and, you know, monitor things and hopefully nothing goes bad and, you know, there's nothing that, you know, that black swan. I don't know if people really know what that black swan event, what that meant or what that term means. But
no, I don't.
But yeah, so, you know, Europeans always said all swans were white until they came to America and they saw a black swan. And so now there was a person written a book about black swan events. And these are just things that are totally unexpected. So obviously like 9/11 was an unexpected event. And, you know, there's other things like the financial meltdown. Obviously that was, you know, in hindsight, maybe foreseen a little bit, but, you know, very much unexpected. So, you know, the hard part is, you know, if you're trying to make sure you're not going to run out of money and you have it all at risk, you know, there's some things you just, I don't care how great you are, you know, planning or investing, there's some things that you just cannot even foresee. So that's the tougher part. So what we find is really when people are transitioning, ideally 5 to 10 years out before they make that big jump to retirement, if they start putting some money in some assets that are guaranteed to grow and then pay out for a lifetime of income, that's going to relieve a lot of that pressure, and that's going to help you offset some of those black swan events, some of those, you know, bad timing things. You know, if you've got that set money coming in that you know you can't outlive, that you know is going to always be there, at least you got a baseline of income. Then you can put more money into these assets that are putting off more steady cash flow. Then you finally go into the stock market. But most people are just staying in the stock market, and they don't have that lifetime income. And they also don't have that dividends, those, you know, huge income. So most portfolios, when we see them, I would say probably the average dividend yield on most portfolios we see today is about 1.5% to maybe 2% at the high end. And obviously that's not enough income to retire on. So most people are betting on, you know, appreciation. Well, you can't bet on appreciation retirement. You got to have a paycheck. And if you want that paycheck to keep you increasing, yes, you do need to have some money growing. But you also have to have some income coming in each and every month, so that way you don't have to raid the portfolio when things are not going well, but you still need to buy food or you know, do stuff, yeah. Right?
Eric, we have just a moment here. I think I can squeeze in a question from one of our listeners. This is Mark from Sunnyvale, and he says, my wife and I have been listening to your show for quite a while, and it seems that you look at investing differently than how my current advisor does. He says, I retired last year, and basically my investments look the same as they did 5 years ago. We have a lot of mutual funds, some cash, and a small variable annuity. The concern I have, he says, is that nothing has materially changed since we retired. Aren't there other strategies that advisors use that are different in retirement?
Yeah, and what the problem is, most people in my business are really accumulation managers. They're investment managers. They're not really financial planning type people. I mean, they may say they're a financial planner, but they're often only doing the investment side of things. And so they're not really specializing like we are in people who are doing that shift from accumulation to distribution. And your portfolio should be vastly different. Take all those things, put them into one plan, and make sure you don't have to worry for the rest of your life. and make sure you can actually have a good retirement. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to be is one of the first 10 callers today. There's no cost, no obligation. We'll just do this plan for you, and it's up to you if you want to take action. 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial for almost 25 years now. And at Heckman Financial, they offer seminars where they educate you on retirement and alternative investments, tax savings, lifetime income. So check out their events page because you can find out some great information there. It's wealthcreator.com. The other thing you can do is call or text Eric for an appointment to create a blueprint to worryless wealth, which is no cost, no obligation. 408-297-9800 is the number. Again, 408-297-9800. Today, Eric and I have been talking about the changing faces of risk in retirement. So, Eric, we're about ready to wrap up our show, honestly. So, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners today on this subject?
Well, you know, first and foremost, of course, we can just recap what all those risks were. So, you know, one is, you know, the risk with entering retirement and having reduced earnings. So it either meaning you ended up having to stop working early than, you know, planned, or you thought you were going to have some sort of fun job or part-time job and not maybe be able to do that or get as much. You know, so that's some of those things where you don't have as much control over it. So, you know, you just have to have that in the plan, say, well, will this happen? If it doesn't, then what should I be doing differently? Then it's really more about that distribution risk. And that's probably by far one of the biggest ones that people don't fully get is once you start withdrawing money, you know, you just can't have the same type of risk. You know, you have to have income coming in. You got to have that money to live on, right? You don't, you can't just all of a sudden say, I'm not retired this month, but I will be next month once the market comes back. It's just not a thing. And so, you know, that's one of the things you got to be watching out for is how is that going to affect you and your portfolio? And really, again, that's an investment risk. And that's the next one we were talking about is that investment risk can be mitigated, that deaccumulation or distribution risk kind of tied together. Because if you have some money that's paying some steady income, that's got some cash flow coming in, that's, you know, giving you some good returns every single month, then you're not going to have to be rating the principal as much and you're not going to have to be cashing in those shares when the market's down. Then you got to be planning on, I don't care how bad your family genes are, you know, you might still live to be 85, 90, 95, or even more. So, you know, you got to plan on that. And so how are you going to do that? How are you going to have some guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive? And especially that your spouse can't outlive. I mean, one of you may pass away sooner, but the other one could live another 20, 30 years, and you don't want to have a lot of that money spent down and not there for them. So, you know, then the next thing would be really talking about those, you know, emergencies or unpredictable expenses, things that, you know are going to happen. So they're predictable in the sense that, you know, something's going to happen. You just don't know exactly what it is. And so having some, you know, a pot of money that you can get to for that and making sure you plan for at least having those in there someplace. And then lastly, that cost of living, that inflation risk, you know, what is that timing of that money going to look like? You know, when you're having that money come and go, you know, you plan on spending a lot more in those first 5 to 10 years and then figure out rest. So really what we do with our clients is we sit down, we look at that and we say, okay, in that first discovery meeting, you know, let's look at where you're at, where you want to be. Then we'll come up with some strategies. And that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. if that's something you want to do, you want to take advantage of this offer where it's no cost, no obligation, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or find us online at wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. You can find us anytime online at wealthcreator.com and even find the podcast for the show. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.